This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Remember those summer camp movies we all grew up watching? The bonfires, the bunk beds, the friendships, the wholesome chaos? Well, what if that feeling didn't have to end when you became an adult? Robin Courtney is bringing that feeling back to life with her adult summer camp concept. At the end of July, Ballyhass Adventure Centre in Cork is being transformed into an adult summer camp experience designed for people craving more fun, more connection, and a break from the same old routine. It's bringing together 50 strangers for one unforgettable weekend of paddleboarding, campfires, yoga, live music and ziplining. And joining me now is its founder, Robin. Robin, welcome to the show. First of all, where did the idea for an adult summer camp come from? Was there a specific moment that made you think that people needed this?
There was. About 3 years, I had moved to Cork on my own and I realised just how difficult it was to start making friends at this age. And I just kind of had the idea to start hosting small events like coffee meetups, walks. And eventually then it kind of snowballed into the idea of why don't we do weekends away? I think right now we're so connected online, but people are still genuinely looking for those real life communities. And I just thought, why not host adult summer camps where you can be big kids again?
And also, there's something really nostalgic about this whole concept. It's something that we either remember from our own childhood or we remember watching movies or TV shows where this was an element of it, particularly all of those American TV programs we grew up on. Are you tapping into that childhood feeling that we all miss with this?
Yeah, and I think as well, the way I describe them are, think of like The Parent Trap, Cheaper by the Dozen, all those favorite movies that you had growing up where, you know, you're packing your bags, you're going out to camp for the weekend, you have no idea what to expect, you're excited, but you're nervous. And the idea behind it is that we all stay in cabins, we have campfires and s'mores and loads of adventure activities. And it's just a really great way to switch off and kind of tap into that nostalgia and childhood kind of cravings again. I think as adults, life is just really, really serious a lot of the time. And it's really nice to kind of pocket in those moments of just fun and adventure.
A little bit of silliness. A little bit of wholesome silliness. Like,
exactly.
I know you've touched on it there yourself, but loads of people will relate to this. It can be really difficult to make new friends when you leave school or you leave college, even in both of those, settings. But also if you move somewhere new, like you did, do you think that's one of the biggest reasons why people are signing up to something like this?
Of course. And I think as well, the older you get, you know, you have friends moving away, you've a lot of friends getting married and having children. And, you know, everyone just has their own kind of routes that they're going along. And it's hard to find those people that you have the same similar interests in, whether it's hiking or outdoors. So, you know, the goal is to get people off their phones and into real life adventure and moments. And, you know, social media gets criticized a lot, but it's been such a wonderful kind of vehicle to get this idea to thousands of people, you know. So we've had four so far, and the fourth one is just sold out, and we'll potentially look at hosting a fifth one because I've had so many people reaching out saying they'd love to join. And yeah, I think it's just a really exciting way to build a community.
Paint the picture for us. What does a typical day of one of these weekend camping trip retreats actually look like?
So the idea behind it is, and surprisingly enough, majority of people that come, they come solo. They don't actually know a lot of people that are joining. So that's always the first question I get. It's like, hey, I don't actually know anyone going. Am I still okay to come? And I'm like, 100%. Like, people come not knowing anybody and leave with 30, 40, 50 new friends. You make more friends in a weekend than you do in almost a year, you know? So the idea behind it is we kind of, you buy your ticket, you get joined into a big group chat, we all help each other out carpooling, you arrive, you get checked into your cabins. The idea then is that the first evening there's campfire and s'mores and a quiz just to lighten the mood. And then the next morning, depending on the weekend, we have zip lining, we do archery, we have some delicious food from O'Flynn's sausage that I love down in Cork, we get them to come up. And then, you know, on the Sunday, we do a big aqua park session, which is this basically massive inflatable, like bouncy castle on the water. And then we have a sauna session and paddle boarding. So it's just all these like fun adventure moments packed into one weekend.
I know that you've described it as wholesome chaos. Do you think that sums it up very well?
It is wholesome chaos. And last year as well, we have like a little fire pit. And last year I had a lovely girl called Ellie Buds come down and do live music. So we also had a sing song as well. And, you know, it's just lovely. There's so many elements to it that are just so special. And, you know, in the first hour, everybody's nervous. By the third or fourth hour, you can just see the nerves drop and everybody just like dives straight in, you know.
Are there parts of the weekend that you can pick and choose from? Like if you're not someone who enjoys yoga remotely, can you skip that bit and then join the group for the rest of the activities too?
Of course. Like the weekend is designed with an itinerary, but it's completely up to you. I know people come, they might have a certain disability, they might not enjoy swimming, you know, whatever you come to do, like whatever you put into it, you'll take out of it. So if you're not interested in yoga, sit it out, have a little lie-in. There's a cafe on site, so if you wanted to go, maybe grab a little coffee. The weekend is designed for you coming. So if you don't want to join in, that's no problem at all.
We live in, as you've touched on, such a hyper online social media driven world now. Do you think that this has now resulted in people looking for more of these real life connections like the Adult Summer Camp because we've spent so much time in a digital world that in a lot of ways doesn't even actually tangibly exist?
Yes, and especially after COVID, where, you know, we kind of got into the habit of watching your friend's life through a phone. It's like you feel so connected to your friend, but then, you know, it's like, when's the last time you actually seen them in person? You know, so to be able to, and that's why there's so many run clubs popping up and hiking and coffee clubs, and it's so lovely to see, and it's something for everyone. So I think we're a generation that is so connected, yet we crave a community. It's like you have that connection, but you still don't have that community. So it's a bit of a conflicting, you know, idea. So the idea behind these like in-life community events is to tie them all together, you know.
Really interesting to touch on connection versus community there, because you're right, we are very well connected nowadays, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we are building communities with the majority of these people. For people that are hearing from you for the first time this evening and they might be tempted to come along to one of your summer camp retreats in the future, but also a little bit nervous about coming, especially on their own. I know that you've said a lot of people do that. What would you say to them?
I think it's totally normal to feel nervous and to have second thoughts about coming alone. It's the number one question I get, you know, but it's the people that come alone that leave with gaining so much from it. And that one moment of bravery of clicking attend can result in like so much more, and it's so worth it. And a lot of the friends that even I've made on the retreats, they all came alone, and you see them all hanging out now and they're going for sea swims and coffees. And yeah, I think it will take a little moment of bravery, but then once you're down there, the nerves disappear, you introduce yourself, and you know, the weekend is so like fast paced and it's so exciting and there's so much adrenaline that you barely have a moment to even realize that you came alone. Like you came alone, but you're not actually alone there, you know.
You're building a whole new set of friends for yourself. What do your people leave with on the Sunday evening when the weekend wraps up?
Tiredness. But in a good way, you know. People are kind of going, it's not until like you get home that evening and you have everybody like processing how fun the adventure was. Like you come there and you're like, I'm nervous, I'm scared. And then you're in there and you're like, actually, this is kind of fun. This is wholesome. And then everybody's leaving going, when is the next one? When is the next one? Can you create, like, let us know. So I think, you know, you're leaving with new friends. You're leaving with this sense of achievement as well, because it's a huge thing to come to something that alone. And it does require a lot of bravery. So I think a lot of people deserve a pat on their back for doing that. And especially, you know, the older we get, the harder it is to make friends, you know. So yeah, I think people are leaving with a whole new idea of what it is to, you know, make friends as an adult. And that maybe it's not as hard as people think it is, you know.
Where can we find you on social media if people want to find out more about the summer camps, potentially come along to the next ones that you have planned in the future?
So I'm on Instagram and TikTok. My handle is It's The Life of Robin. I launch all the retreats. Right now, the last retreat sold out in like 3 days. I think there's over 55 adults coming for a fun weekend. And we are in talks of launching a fifth one. We have a wait list. So pop on over to any my Instagram or TikTok and I can answer any questions you might have.
Robin, thank you so much for talking all about adult summer camps on the show with me this evening. I nearly wish I could go myself if it wasn't sold out, maybe sometime in the future, but thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see some of you there.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it, we're